I live a life of privilege. I'm truly surrounded by a series of genuinely incredible people. I was in a flight recently where I had something like 10 hours to myself and nothing but a sheet of paper. Well, digital paper anyway. And I decided to conduct a thought experiment. I have a hypothesis. I think when you first meet somebody, you're on your best behavior. It's like you're running an experiment. And you find out with these experiments which part of your consciousness resonates with which parts of theirs. And through these kinds of back and forth, you establish a connection with them. I feel like I found my tribe. They say that a lot can be said about you based on the company you keep. And so in this process of self-learning, I try to find out what it is that I love about these people and what that might say about me. It's a diverse group of people that I love, relatively speaking. I naturally always draw myself to artists, I've realized. I look up to them. To me, artists are like the peripheral organs of the universe. Neil Tyson says that Van Gogh's Starry Night was one of the first times that we tried to capture not what the night sky looks like, but what it feels like. Artists, and to this effect, scientists as well, are the universe's effort to find out what it is. The artist's hands are the universe's hands, and the scientist's mind is filled with the universe's toil to figure out what the fuck it is. Both these kinds of personalities, I find myself drawn to very strongly. But there are most people in my tribe that aren't of either of these predispositions. I'm not sure which traits of their personalities pull me towards them. At first, I thought it was because of their extraordinary kindness or the ice cool temperament they have that marked them in my consciousness somehow. But when you're friends with somebody long enough, you get to see a broader range of their personality. You get to see a hint of ruthlessness on the other side of their kindness and moments of rage in between the cracks of that ice-cool temperament. Of course, these are healthy signs. Only the dangerous among us have ever done anything worthwhile. The benign just sort of vanish away from us and misuse their power, destroy their value. Somehow, all of this only tells part of the picture. It seems to me that there is something more to these personalities that connects me to them, that draws me to them. And I realize that all those people have an intrinsic value to me. And all the stuff that I like about them is just stuff layered on top of that intrinsic value. Something that forms the structure of who they are. And the rest of their attributes just add color and beauty to who they already are. This realization about my people triggered a mechanism of understanding about myself. For reasons that I won't get into right now, I grew up in circumstances where, for a combination of factors, I never really got to experience that about myself. So, in more than 3 decades, I felt like I never had a conversation from the point of view of someone who thinks they have that kind of intrinsic value. And there were symptoms of this black hole, a signature ripple in the fabric of the world that I had created around myself. Not only was I ignorant of the people around me and their intrinsic values, I was blissfully ignorant of my own. Actually, it was far from bliss. What would you expect from a facade speaking to another facade? Listen, man, I don't know who needs to hear this, but certainly this needs to be understood. You have an intrinsic value. Just like everybody else who experiences consciousness, it's the weight of the universe. If you don't believe in that value, then the structure of all your ideas will be built on unstable ground. And the moment difficult events in life push against that structure, all your ideas will fall apart. You have value. Your eyes are the universe's eyes, to satiate its curiosity of what it looks like in visible spectrum. You have value to yourself, to your friends, to anybody around you and your circle of life. Build all of your ideas on that solid ground.